us.
C, K, U, W, 95.9 in Winnipeg.
can never hide it.
I can't stop my nails going through your curls. myself. I know it's time. Sooner or later, everyone in your life is passing you by.
Thank you. Barataglia, the entire album of the Twits, released on Amada Records back in November. It's been on the charts for a while around various campus stations in North America. There, and yeah. There it is. The entire album, just Google it and you'll get all the track listing, really. It's 13 tracks. There we are. They sort of had this weird mysterious thing about them before they signed to Matador, really. And less these days. I think whatever. But harkening back now, we had as we heard it, the Brian Jonestown Massacre was where before that we had a bunch of stuff from Strung Out in Heaven. We might continue on a bit with that too. In case you just tuned in here on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg, here on Campus Community Radio, University of Winnipeg and all that. Matt to the Moon, by the way, is the program from midnight to 6. And, Mr. Mumbles here live at 2:33 in the morning Central Time. What do we have here? So we did the Barataglia for tonight. There. I did hold a discography. I'd be here for quite a while. We could do some Brian Jonestown as well. Yeah. And they go on forever, and I mentioned enough of them. I'm gonna have a few more tracks from them. Manorastraman somewhere here, I do believe. And that's the bulk of it. Yeah. I don't know. We got a Lee Ronaldo's Dirty Windows release. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what we do here. There's some weird stuff here in the Jeep in the drawers here at CKW. We have, maybe late in the wee hours, like 4 or 5 in the morning, we're going to have a bit of a set, I suppose. There's a new Square Pusher album. I get to that. Go back to some Asian Dub Foundation, a track or two. And what the hell else do we have here? Some strange. This is sort of a bizarre thing here, so that's why I picked it. Liverpool Sound Collage from what the hell? Hydra Records, year 2000. Paul Hicks, Lord Doofus in Youth, produced by Paul McCartney. It's basically featuring Paul McCartney and the Beatles albums with Super Furry Animals and stuff all mushed together into some bizarre mix or something. I don't know what it is. It's some extended thing. Peter Blake, whatever this is. Free Now, Plastic Beetle. I don't know. Go figure. That is curious. So I'll throw it in there somewhere, I guess. Let's see, Square Pusher and stuff. Oh, yeah, there is a pirate radio broadcast from 1986 on a cassette from Kiss FM in London, England. You might feature a little bit of that. Some warehouse party, circa 86. Be interesting. I have it. We'll play it somewhere. What does pirate radio sound like in 1986? Well, we'll give it a listen. But I'm going to continue with the rock now, because there's a few stations that are playing. I'm guessing that drum and bass thing at the Pyramid's over. It's past 2 a.m. And then there's other stations are playing remixes. I mean, there was like Virgin Radio was playing remix, had some mix party on Friday nights, so I'll leave that alone. The other campus stations are doing some things, so I'm not going to bother with that until they switch to some other thing. So I'm going to keep it up with Brian Jonestown. Where the hell was I? Here, okay. Da-da-da-da. Go back to Jennifer. CKW 95.9 FM.
Show you how you're free, baby. I want to open your eyes and let you. the good things you believe. You can live life as love, just as long as you are free. And be happy and know there's a lantern you can see.
Yeah, that's yet again Brian Johnstown Massacre. That's a lot of it. We're doing a lot tonight. Coming up to our fourth hour here, so. But we did have 1 hour of 70s tunes and then a whole album from Bartalia. Apparently they recorded or rehearsed, I can't remember, but Bartalia, they went to some fancy house somewhere in Spain, and I guess they, as a sort of retreat, and basically the Twits album was the result. There you have that. Plug this thing in again here. Oh yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep tasting my tomato soup I had earlier tonight in reverse. Is it? Yeah. Oh, there. burping that up. So it's going to digest by morning, I suppose, and I can have a pleasant sleep. Well, I mean, no heartburn at least. That's good. So, I mean, if I had that, I'd rather be here doing the radio than how to digest it and sitting up, you know. Okay, well, that's whatever. Soup and sandwich. I'm going to figure out what I'm going to cook tomorrow. 2:51 in the morning, but my mind's wandering off, obviously, here. But strung out in heaven. Whatever. Okay. Here's a retrospective to Brian Jones and Masker, a double disc. We're going to play, I don't know, like four songs or something off of it, off the two. Tepid Peppermint Wonderland, a retrospective off of, gee whiz, I guess it's a label, the one-off label or something. 2004, Tepid Peppermint Wonderland, copyright. Licensed off to TP Records. Okay. Never heard of them. TP, imprint of the Rubric Label Group, which I've also never heard of. New York, New York. Very weird. 2000, my God, okay. It's 20 years ago, isn't it? Yeah, it is, yeah. So I just remembered I briefly had an iPod. For some reason, I got an iPod in 2004. It was already a sec, like, what kind of generation it was already, and it had, wasn't a Nano or something? A Nano, still the classic industrial design of the whatever the hell it is, white and crappy, whatever. But I found that it would sync up and whatever, it would just fill up with crap, with all sorts of junk in there. Like you had to watch what you put in there, and then it was. I remember for some reason I got a couple. This came out and it got, must have came off on a podcast or something. But I found the battery just, I don't know, it didn't have much, that much of a life to that, to that device. I found that I just got one battery went, I was like, I'm not buying this again. No. So I still have my Walkman, my cassette Walkman from Sony. I bought at the Bay downtown for like 80 or 90 bucks 25 years ago, and still works, still use it. So with that Walkman, long gone. Not the Walkman, the iPod. So I'm looking at this Brian Jonestown Massacre thing CD, and this is still around, but my outlasted the iPod and that file, which is most likely obliterated years ago. So okay, anyways, there you go. That's what this stupid thing means to me, just some flirtation with technology. Yeah. Whatever. We're going to hear off of CD1, Vacuum Boots. And then I'm going to figure out what's. I have to get off this Brian Jonestown thing pretty soon here. It's just getting long in the tooth. Yeah. It's the Man or Astro Man coming up, and whatever. I got some square busher somewhere.
waiting such a long, long